the truth.
I'm Jim Price of Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is May 14th. It's a Tuesday, 2024. Or is it all a lie? Is it all just made up? Who knows? What time is it? Are you sure that it's this time today, right now? Or is this the date? Or is this live? Or is it Memorex? All right, guys. Well, anyway, thank you guys so much for being here. Because as we continue to go down the world of wackiness, your girlfriend, all of you guys' pinup girls there. Everybody's got a Stormy Daniels poster in their dorm room, right? Anyway, Stormy Daniels wore a bulletproof vest to court, but yet made sure her cleavage was still showing. Got to have the old butt cleavage right there, the old boob cleavage. Got to get that out there, Stormy, because, you know, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille. I mean, what are we doing here, folks? Anyway, so we had Avenatti, and is it Avenatti or Calhoun or Nukun or Gadagadoon? Well, he's been up there. He was up there running his mouth six ways a Sunday about the things he did or didn't do for Trump, or things that did or did not go the right way for Trump, or whatever it is. But he is absolutely going back on his word now at this point, because he just cannot stop himself. He just cannot stop himself from doing that. Let me go ahead and go into this. I want to show you the part. Now, by the way, guys, I'm going to go ahead and bring in today's story, and you guys read the title for today, and you guys are going to realize that it's kind of, yeah, there's some things that we need to talk about. Then this is old news. I'm bringing back an article, and I'm bringing back information that is actually 4 years old, and I actually remember talking about this, and it seemed like it really didn't get a lot of traction. So Michael Cohen today took the stand. I'm sorry, yeah, took the stand on Tuesday, in which many are calling a theatrical performance in the Biden Bragg's hush money trial. By the way, there's even more about that coming out, about how Biden is, or O'Biden, or whoever you want to call it, or Hillary is maybe getting involved with this. But reality is that this whole thing, there's a coordination between each of these prosecutors, from Miami, Florida, to Georgia, to D.C., to New York, are literally, they can't help themselves but go, I'm texting everything I can, I'm going to text to it. Oh, I can't wait to. Oh, my gosh, I got to tell you, I hate Trump. Guys, let me point out something to you for a second here. They hate Trump because he's showing them their own weakness and their own inability to lead. And this is what they are showing you firsthand, right in front of your face. They're not making it, you know, kind of covert, or they don't. I mean, guys, this is them just going after somebody because they don't like him. Now, think about this. Think about the lady at Starbucks, or the lady at Quick Trip, or a guy at Quick Trip, or a guy at Starbucks, or I mean, anything. Let's just say somebody that you ran into that was serving you, waitress, bartender, DMV worker. It doesn't really matter, right? It's just, right. But think about, you then go around and go, you know what? Vengeance is mine. Cannot wait to destroy the life of someone else. I shall rain down on them with the thunder of the gods. And then you do it. That's what these people are doing. You made me so mad. I am so mad at you. I just can't even tell you. Oh, I'm so mad. I'm crying. I'm so mad. Oh my God, I'm so good. I'm going to break laws. I'm going to lie. I'm going to collude, which is, you know, going in and conspiring, RICO acting. I'm going to go in and I'm going to lie in every way I can, except for like a dog in the sun. I'm not going to lie like a dog in the sun. No. I'm going to lie. I'm going to lie, and then I'm going to lie some more, and then I'm going to lie some more, and I'm going to lie some more, and to the point where I can just feel the conviction coming on. I'm just bathing in the conviction. I just can't wait to see that I get to take my life and destroy my credibility because I hate someone that has never done anything to me, never really done anything, except I just don't like them. I don't like them. That's it. And they are going out of their way to prove a point that they're going to destroy Trump. They're going to go after him in any legal way possible, even if it's breaking the law, even if it's something that makes me look stupid and dumb and I have to talk about my sex life on the stand for hours, Fannie Willis. I don't care. I am going to do everything I can to destroy my credibility and my livelihood to the point where I'm going to... Wait, I'm destroying my credibility and my livelihood. Wait, that doesn't sound like it makes much sense. Why would I do that? That sounds stupid. And here we are. These people are stupid. These people are doing some really dumb things. And this is what we're seeing in real time. In real time, we are seeing this happen in real time right now. They are destroying themselves, thinking that they're destroying somebody else. But all they have done is define them, define themselves. That's it. They have defined themselves as the lunatics that are willing to destroy themselves in whichever way possible. This is it. Excuse me, I had to refresh myself there. I'm so excited about the copper stuff. Ooh, yeah. It's going to be so great. So great. Oh, yeah. So great. Anyway, so this is what we're up against. And these people are out there telling us, telling the world around us that, why is my hair flipping out right here? What's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's going on back here? Come on. Work with me. Somebody's got to do something here. There we go. All right. Now, so these people are going out there. Cohen, I don't know if this guy will even get a... How is he functioning? I mean, he can't be a lawyer. He's been to jail. What is he doing? So anyway, Cohen admitted to lying to Congress and serving prison time, all in a bid to shield the man he's now accusing, Trump. Cohen now points a finger and claims to keep the loyalty and to do things that Trump had asked him to do. I violated my moral compass and I suffered the penalty, as is my family. What? Okay. I violated my moral compass and I suffered the penalty, as is my family. That's not good English, buddy. Are you a lawyer? All right. He also admitted to profiting from his connection to Trump for personal gain, including by discussing him on podcasts and in books. After this admission, prosecutors concluded their initial questioning to Cohen, with the defense attorney set to begin their cross-examining after lunch. So, from the far-left WAPO, Washington Post, Michael Cohen expressed regret for the bad things he says he did on Donald Trump's behalf, telling the jury that he engaged in bad conduct to, what is it? Effectuate? I don't know what that word is. Effectuate? Hey, man, you ain't got effectuate, do you? You better go see a doctor. That stuff just don't go away without that cream. You got that infectuate on you? Oh, man, that's good stuff. Anyway, after working for Trump for a decade, Cohen became a target of regulators and investigators, and he eventually admitted to several federal crimes and got a 3-year prison sentence. I regret doing things for him that I should have not. I'm using my southern plantation accent, lying and bullying people in order to effucate the goal. Effucate. I don't know. Okay, let's just do this here. Effucate. I guess it's like, look up. Let's look it up. Let's see what we've got here. Effucate. Put into force or operation. This would effucate a substantive change in to the bankruptcy law. Effucate. Bullying people in order to affect the goal. Effucate. Wow. I love English. It is so pretty. I love the big words. They make me happy. So happy. Yes, I'm so happy. Don't you guys feel happy just hearing that? I mean, you just it's so good. It's good stuff. Ah, effucate. Sounds yummy. I don't know John Kennedy today. What happened to John Kennedy? Where's Johnny at? He didn't. Oh, man. John is missing the show today. Ooh, busted. We caught him. We took roll, and John Kennedy is not here. So either is Lindsay, though, but we're going to have to talk to her about that. Ken says, be sure to use the Dr. Artist PP cream full of snail and scorpion venom. Yeah, by the way, that's a whole thing. Yeah, there's a cream you guys can put on your junk, and it makes your manhood stand up like a rock. No, I don't think that's how that works. I don't think that's how that works. I don't think so. Janet, thank you so much for the share. Cynthia, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And as we continue on, this is just how we do it here. It's so much fun. Oh, yeah, Twitter. Hey, Twitter's got me at 3287. They have stopped taking away and also add. Or wait, no, they just take away. They never add. I love it. No, they do let people add themselves, but then they take them away later. So thanks, Obama. Anyway, thanks you. Ellsworth, thank you so much for being on Twitter over there. Good to see you guys. That's fantastic. Great Freedom Fan has followed me, but I still have the same amount of followers I had yesterday, 3287. Can't bother to get above too much higher than that. We got to 3303, but we're at 3287 now. Boy, I need to be a good boy. That way, they won't take my followers away from me. Oh, I dropped my copper. Well, there goes the rest of the show, just downhill from here. All right, so going on, let's see, what else did he have? Cohen added that he did regret his time at the Trump Organization because, as I have expressed before, I had some very interesting and great times. This guy's got to pick a side. You know, he's got to figure out, like, are you mad at Trump, or are you just, like, are you breaking up with him? I mean, is this a thing? Like, are you guys going to prom or no? You're not going to go to prom now? Okay, I was just asking. Michael Cohen said his wife, son, and daughter questioned his loyalty to Trump and had several conversations that made him reassess his loyalty. Oh, well, that's nice. Okay, here are the highlights of his latest testimony. His family gave him a reality check. Cohen testified that his wife and kids started asking him why he was so loyal to Trump and why he was holding on to that. Cohen said he pleaded guilty after talking to his family and decided he would not lie for President Trump anymore. Okay. Asked what the day was like, worst day of my life. So you quit Trump, but that was the worst day of your life? Why? Why was that the worst day of your life? None of this other stuff was the worst day of your life? None of the, for 10 years, you worked for him for a decade, okay? A decade. And there at the end is when you figured out that, but see, if I remember right, you were the guy trying to get the Nike, oh no, that was Avenatti. Now, Avenatti was doing the Nike thing. That was right. Avenatti got involved. But wait, Cohen, you were trying to make money. But oh, wait, you made money on a book deal to talk about the Stormy Daniels thing. That's right. So you did get the old establishment payoff. Karen, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you being here. Good to see you, Carrie. Thank you so much for being here as well. And as we go down through here, let's see what we got over here. All right. Got everybody caught up. So going down through all this stuff, there's something else I told you guys a little bit earlier. We have a problem with the White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, on Tuesday admitted that the Biden-led witch hunt against Trump is related to the 2024 election. What did she do, Freudian slip? Speaker Mike Johnson appeared at the New York courthouse on Tuesday to support Trump as Biden's goons use lawfare to interfere with the 2024 election. AP reporter. Yeah, by the way, guys, have you noticed that we have been able to squash the idea that this is a presidential election year? Have you guys noticed that we've been able to squash the fact that there's a GOP convention coming up for the nomination of president candidate? Do you know that the Democrats are now actually going to go ahead and they're talking about they're just going to cancel the Democrat National Committee meeting to endorse or to put delegates together to announce the presidential candidate for Democrat thingy-ish? What? Yeah, they're going to cancel the whole thing. They know who's going to win. Why spend the money? We got them where we want them. All right, so let's see. Was it appropriate for Speaker Johnson to show up at the trial of the former president today? A hacked reporter from the Associated Press asked Karine Jean-Pierre. Miss Flashy Eyes, the silver. Well, she's got that silver on her eyelids all the time. Anyway, she goes on to say, Kelly admitted that the Biden-led lawfare against Trump is related to the election. So, look, I can't speak to, I don't want to comment, obviously, as this is related to the 2024 election, and I cannot speak to the speaker's schedule. This is something for him to decide on, and let's not forget that it's also connected to an independent judicial process. Right. Independent judicial process. Independent. Then why did you have so many meetings with them, Jean-Thierry Paris, Jean-Karine, Marmony? Sideshow Bob is why I call her Sideshow Bob. That's what I think of. From The Simpsons, she looks exactly like Sideshow Bob. Remember Krusty the Clown and then had Sideshow Bob? Tell me she doesn't look like that with the hair and the... Yeah, anyway, look it up. All right, so moving on. So coming, wait. This is independent judicial process. This is, okay, her English, not mine. So going to be really mindful, and he's making his choices on what he does, you know, with his business. That is his choice to be made. Okay. So you guys want to watch the video here? We'll do that for you guys. I mean, it's so fascinating. I do love a good fascinating story. Here we go, Jean-Dre Paris. There we go. Let's see, we'll get a little zoomed in there. We won't zoom in all the way. You guys don't really need to see her. Let's just hear what she has to say.
Was it appropriate for Speaker Johnson to show up at the trial of the former president today?
So look, I can't speak to... don't want to comment, obviously, as this is related to 2024 elections, and I can't speak to the speaker's schedule. That is something for him to decide on, and let's not forget, this is also connected to an independent judicial process, so going to be really mindful, and he makes his choices on what he does, with his business. That is his choice to be made. What I can speak to is obviously what the president is speaking to today as it relates to 301 tariffs. Making sure that he's protecting American workers, American businesses, making sure that when we're allowed to compete in a fair way, we can thrive. And that's what you heard from this president. And what we've learned and we've seen from what the speaker is obviously leading in with congressional Republicans is that they want to cut Medicare. They want to cut
Medicare,
cut Social Security. They want to get rid of things that American people truly, truly care about. And so our focus is
I gotta get out of here, guys. I can't handle it. I gotta get her out. I can't try to stop her. Where's she at? Stop. Oh. I thought reading it was bad. Sorry, guys. I was trying to get... I clicked the wrong page to get rid of it, and it was like, stop! Let's see. Anyway, so going on, according to the Federal Election Commission records reviewed by Fox News Digital, DNC Service Corp., Democrat National Committee paid Coligan, twice on January 8th. Coligan was two payments. What is this all about? What is she talking about? There was more to this? Joe Biden is behind Alvin Bragg's law fair trial against Trump. Alvin Bragg's top prosecutor, Matthew Colonego, a top DOJ official that Joe Biden sent to New York in 2022 to take down Trump, was paid by the DNC for political consulting. Guys, are you kidding me? I got fined when I was doing the, when I ran for office. By the way, I've told you guys about the no-knock raids on the House. I was fined $5,000 twice. One, because they couldn't verify the address where they sent me the letter that I had to pay $5,000 and paid them $5,000 after I had a meeting with them because they said they could not contact me at the address that I was contacted at that I was running from. So they said that they couldn't verify that I lived at the address I was at where I had registered to vote. Yet they sent me a document to that address, which I responded and attended a Zoom meeting. And then that Zoom meeting, they then fined me $5,000 for being unable to verify my address. That's what political warfare or lawfare is about. Now, that was the they couldn't verify my address. This individual got paid by the DNC and has been appointed to go after Trump by being the DOJ official in New York. Now, Matthew Colonoscopy previously worked at the Department of Justice, a Biden appointee. Wow, this is, I got to get more appointed. I got to get more appointments. And is a lifelong left-wing activist. It was also revealed that Colonoscopy was paid $12,000 by the DNC in 2018. Well, that's nice. According to the Federal Election Commission records reviewed by Fox, oh, that's where that came in. Okay. I read that paragraph out of turn, and I'm now seeing what they're talking about. So the guy that's leading all this, that's teaching Alvin Bragg how to do the whole thing, is actually the guy, he's actually getting paid off. That's awesome. I mean, who would have thought it? I mean, dumb. Hey, Cynthia. Now, I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to have to read this. Cynthia is a great fan of the Jim Price Show. And but I'm going to have to read this verbatim. This is obviously this is Cynthia's words. She goes, dumb, ignorant, broad, like a dog chasing its tail. It's all bullshit, insanity. Follow the money. Cynthia's on fire today, and I know, I tell you what, I kind of like it, Cynthia. Thank you for getting out there and telling us like it's supposed to be. Laura Emmerich, thank you so much for being a part of the show as well. Thank you for being here. So anyway, I just, you know, this is important stuff. So I just want to make sure you guys are fully aware. Let's see here, where we go. Oh, New York Appeals Court upholds gag order, claims crooked judge properly weighed Trump's First Amendment right. Well, that's nice of him. New York Appeals Court on Tuesday rejected President Trump's request to lift the gag order. We find that Justice Merchan properly weighed petitioner's First Amendment rights against the court's historical commitment to ensuring the fair administration of justice in criminal cases. This is a criminal case? Is this prison? Are we going to do prison? Are we doing prison on this one? Because him... Okay, by the way, guys, whenever you think of this whole situation in New York with the Avenatti money, it's as if I'm being prosecuted for something that the landscaper did on a property that I owned. It's one of Trump's accountants saw the expense to Cohen, saw that he was a lawyer on retainer and turning in billable hours, and put it down as a expense because Cohen said, I'm working for the Trump campaign in the billing. So they put it down as a campaign expense. But he also had other billing in the billing. This is not even, this is like, but it's about, it's like, But see, the problem is, it's not like my landscaper did something. It's that he mowed the lawn on one of my properties. If I had multiple properties like Trump, right? So he mowed the lawn on one property, but he billed his hours to a different property. He just put it in a different bucket. It doesn't mean anything. It's not a criminal act. And the problem is because my landscaper did it and my accountant charged it to that account, how is that I am being held criminal for that? That's a clerical issue. Guys, if this is what they're doing, imagine what they could do to you if they really started going through your finances. Or if you really started questioning where you put that cash, or where did you get that cash from? Where did you buy? Why did you make that purchase? See, this is the problem here, is that we continue to go running around and running around. We don't realize how frivolous. Anyway, it's bad. And now we've got the Court of Appeals saying that they properly weighed Trump's First Amendment rights. If the government is limited to touching my speech, which is what the First Amendment says. And listen, this is why we think of amendments. I always think of the word amendment. Let's do this. I got to look this up. Hold on a second. I want to look up the word amendment. I need to look it up in here too. Let's move some of this. Grab the old dictionary out, the Black Laws Dictionary. Okay, amendment, a minor change or addition designed to improve a text, piece of legislation. Oh, okay, I get that. I like that. Let's just make sure. Let's double down. You know, L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S, L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-N-Z. Okay, hold on a second. I got how many? All right, amend. It's like I'm doing an amendment. Okay, a change. Ordinarily for the better. Oh, well, that's nice of him. So that was it. Any writing made or proposed as an improvement of principal writing. Now, see, I always think of amendment as a change, but they're saying it is a change, but ordinarily for the better. So it's basically defining in greater detail, okay? So let's go with that. So now we've defined in greater detail that in the First Amendment, the government is limited to tell me what I can and cannot say. The government is absolutely held at bay that I can say anything I want. If I want to say, Jesus Christ is dead, he's never a savior, or Jesus Christ is risen and he's my savior, I can say whatever I want and the government can't say anything to me. Now, the appeals court says that Merchant properly weighed the First Amendment right, which means that Trump can say anything he wants, anytime he wants, and how he wants. How is him saying what he wants going to affect what the jury believes, because they're sequestered and not able to see any types of news? They're not supposed to see news. They're not supposed to consume news. They're not supposed to be seeing anything about the trial. And if they do, they're supposed to report it immediately to the sergeant at arms, and then they're supposed to be taken off the panel. Guys, this thing's going to end up hung anyway, and they're going to try to go back and re-prosecute it again. You watch. So we find that Justice Merchant weighed properly the petitioner's First Amendment rights against the court's historical comments to ensure the fair administration of justice in a criminal case, and the rights and the right of persons related. The New York Appeals Court said Trump's public statements posed a threat to the integrity of the testimony of witnesses. What? Justice Merchant properly determined that petitioner's public statements posed a significant threat to the integrity of the testimony of witnesses and potential witnesses in the case as well. Merchant has trampled all over Trump's First Amendment rights. Only Trump is gagged. Convicted perjurer Michael Cohen and so-called star witness in the hush money trial can go on TikTok and trash Trump. By the way, yeah, I have somehow come across Avenatti's TikTok lives a few times. Unimpressive. Absolutely unimpressive. This guy is just a tool, and not one of those tools that are like helpful to make sure it helps you get shit done. No, he's not that kind of helpful. He's absolutely destructive. Anyway. All right. I don't know how this world gets up in the morning and just says, hey, we're doing a great job. This is exactly what we should be doing. Let's see. Taxpayer funds at place. Secretary Blinken rocks out in Kyiv singing rock to the free world to Ukrainians and Russian troops. What? Blinken is on stage with a guitar in his hand. Are you guys seeing the? Hold on. All right. I'll bring it over here so you guys can see it. I'm sorry. Don't. Just relax here for a second. This is Anthony Blinken. This is your Anthony Blinken here. It says U.S. Secretary Anthony Blinken took to the stage in Kyiv, belting out Neil Young's "Rockin' in the Free World" at Barman Dekta, an underground cocktail bar and music venue, while Russian troops continued to advance in northeastern Ukraine. So this guy here, okay, this is what. Like, why is this even a thing? Okay, this guy, okay, by the way, guys, McDonald's is still open. The power's still on. Water's still flowing. Babies are still being born. People are still going on vacation in Ukraine. Is anybody getting it yet? Nothing. Okay. By the way, Kirkmenistan is an amazing country. If you guys ever look into Kirkmenistan, you guys will... It will blow your mind about what worlds we live in and where people actually, what's actually going on. It is breathtaking to see. I am absolutely floored at it. Anyway, so, okay. Carrie Heisman, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Edward, thank you so much for being a great moderator. You're over there killing it, greeting everybody. By the way, guys, listen, everybody should be everybody's friend on this show. Everybody should be everybody's friend. There should be me and you and us and they and them and all. It should be a big old great big kumbaya. We all should be able to look at each other's friend list and see each other on each other's friend list. Hey, Jill, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So, yeah, Anthony Blinken Butt is over there saying, Rocking in the free world, whatever it calls. Mayor Eric Adams proposed hiring illegal immigrants as lifeguards to address New York City's shortage because they're excellent swimmers. He did not do that. He did not do say that, did he? Do we have it on recording? No, it's not a recording. It's a statement. You want me to read the statement? I'll read the statement to you. You guys are fun. Oh, wait. No. All right. Let's see what old Dirt to Dirt has to say here. Here's the mayor of New York.
Plan that states those jobs that we are in high demand, we could expedite. How do we have a large body of people that are in our city and country that are excellent swimmers, and at the same time, we need lifeguards? And the only obstacle is that we won't give them the right to work to become a lifeguard.
Well, I don't think he realizes how that sounds. If I would have said, why doesn't Mexico have an Olympic team, is because everyone that can jump, swim, or run are already in America, does that make me racist? This guy is the mayor of New York and said, hey, if we just had these good swimmers that came over here from Mexico, if we could have them as lifeguards, that'd be really great. So how does a guy who can't speak English, whether it is Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, whichever third world country that they've come from, because they've got all these different people there, is he saying that the guy who can't speak English is the guy you want watching people swim? Is that what he said to me? Is that what he's saying? I am trying to go the other direction. I'm trying not to make it sound as completely racist as what he made it sound just now. I'm just saying. All right, well, I don't know how these people get by with this stuff. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Now, I do need to go on to the next topic here. And this is actually from March 4 years ago. Okay? March 4 years ago. This came on exactly right when the lockdowns happened 4 years ago. Now, until recently, people in the United States had two main choices for disposing of a body after death: burial or cremation. As the green burial movement has questioned the energy and resources required of these methods, another option has emerged: dissolving a body in water or alkaline hydrolysis. Okay? A body's immersion in a solution of heated water and lye. After a matter of hours, everything but the bones dissolves into a liquid made up of water, salt, and other compounds safe enough to go down the drain. Where do you think that drain is attached? Do you know that most of the water that you actually drink is actually recycled right from the sewage treatment plant right back into the fresh water supply? Did you know that? A body is immersed in a solution of heated water and lye. After a matter of hours, everything but the bones dissolve into a liquid made of water, salt, and other compounds safe enough to go down the drain. The remaining bone fragments can be crushed into ash for scattering, burial, or memorialization. Body donation programs such as the Mayo Clinic have long used the process, sometimes known as water cremation. If it isn't available already, alkaline hydrolysis could arrive in a funeral home near you. 20 states. Florida, Utah, Illinois, California, Georgia, Texas, Kansas. Yeah, Kansas. We're liquefying. By the way, everybody that is a Jane Doe or Jane, what is it when it's a girl? Jane Doe and Jane? John, Jane Doe? John Doe? John Doe and Jane Doe? Did I say Jane John? Jane Doe and John Doe. There we go. I'm doing good. Hey, Laura, good to see you. Thank you for that. So especially over the past 10 years. Okay, wait, listen to this. 20 states 4 years ago had been doing this for 10 years. So 14 years ago, we started doing this. California legalized this in 2017. Georgia legalized it for funeral homes. Do not just ones that have a crematory pass the Senate in February on its way to the House. So, okay, listen. So this is a thing. But casket companies and Catholic churches have endeavored to halt the legalization of alkaline hydrolysis. But guys, if you have an unclaimed body, Jane Doe. Now, by the way, listen. It could be Meemaw Papaw. But if you don't go pick them up at the hospital, if you don't pay for their funeral, this is what they're doing. They put them in this water, they heated water, and liquefy the body. Anybody ever heard of Soylent Green? So this is a problem because, guys, this is catching some traffic. This catching traction again here, man. We're doing this. They're liquefying human bodies by the point of over a million of a year. Over a million bodies a year are being water alkaline hydrolysis, I don't know, anyway. States, not the federal government, typically decide these laws. So proponents of this process, mainly people in the funeral industry, must go to every state legislation for legalization. Western, Great Plains, Southern states have been more towards this than the Midwest, Northeast, so this is a real thing. One of the most well-known legal skirmishes took place in Indiana in 2015. A bill to legalize this process. The state representative who owned two casket manufacturing companies. He didn't want to give up his manufacturing company because he wanted people putting boxes and putting concrete vaults in the ground. He didn't want them liquefied because he's making money on caskets. He doesn't care whether the body parts of these people are being liquefied and put into your water supply. No wonder you feel so screwed up. You're eating and drinking human beings. You are eating and drinking human beings. Yeah, that's right, Ken. Heard of Soylent Green? We're living in it. Hey, Rebecca, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Lucy, Braun, good to see you as well. Thank you for being a part of the show. Good to see you. So, this is a thing. I'm out and about, Jim. Have a great show. Oh, all right, John Kennedy, thank you for being here. Appreciate it, buddy. Don't get to see you that often, except for once a day. Giving John crap. He's out and about, he said. All right, so moving on here. We've got to continue on with this article. I got to get through this. The Catholic Church, the Catholic Church cares about you and your dead body. That's nice. Thanks, Catholic Church. You're the best. While you traffic children in your child abortion. Sorry, I used the wrong word. Adoption system. Catholic Church has also opposed legalization. While Marsh has not seen an official Catholic position on this process, individual dioceses and priests have come out against it. Well, that's not the Catholic Church. Missouri, Washington, and Texas, well, they have expressed public opposition. Oh, that's nice of them. New Hampshire, yeah, they're trying, you know, good stuff. But, guys, this is a real thing. People are increasingly turning away from burial, and they want to find other options. And there's a lot of folks out who are particularly bothered by the high energy consumption of cremation by fire. By the way, guys, it takes like a dollar worth of gas to burn your body into ash. It has nothing to do with natural gas consumption. This has nothing to do with that. It's about you eating humans, consuming humans, drinking humans. They're already using fetal tissues in all of your vaccines. They're already using fetal tissues in different foods. They're already using fetal tissues in medications. You guys are already eating babies. Why not drink a human being that was left behind because no one cared enough to claim the body? Cremation is more popular than ever, accounting for the majority of disposals in the United States, according to CANA. That must be the Cremation Association of North America. I don't know. But crematories are less popular. What? No one wants to. No. We're not doing this. It's a viable option in many areas. No. And it is interesting. All right. Done. Listen, guys. If there was an individual walking down the middle of the freeway towards traffic, like right down the middle of the lane, wouldn't you go out and say, hey, don't do that? Wouldn't you wave down traffic to stop them so they wouldn't run that person over? There are people that are literally doing things that are just that terrifying, but saying it's going to save their life. It's going to make the world a better place. It's going to make us consume less energy. While they're literally running down the road, but putting other people's life in danger as cars swerve out of their way. You would do what you could to save that person. You would do what you could to say stop. But these people are going out of their way to get us to eat human beings. They're going out of their way to get us to consume crickets and bugs. They're getting us to eat manufactured meat out of a 3D printer. They're trying to get us to eat things that are not real, and they're trying to get us to eat each other. Why are we trying to consume each other? Why are we, that's like a circular firing squad. I'm going to eat that human across from me. No, you animals, you're too precious. Animals, you guys just go out there and graze and And you guys are fantastic. We cured cancer in cows. We cured cancer in chickens. We can't do it in humans. That doesn't make us any money. Cows make us money. Do you guys see this? Do you guys see this? That these people want. These people want to eat you. They want to kill you. They want to eat your babies. And they're going out of their way to do weird things. And you're not trying to stop them? Well, it's not my kid, you know, not my fight. Not my problem. It's not? When did cannibalism become normalized? I thought we, you know, thought that was a bad thing. Didn't Joe Biden say his uncle was eaten by cannibals? Don't you think he would be more upset about this? Didn't he lose a grandfather or uncle or something to cannibals? Don't you think he was out there making laws? Don't eat people. My piloting uncle, grandfather's nephews, brothers, sisters. My dad. Oh, my son died in war of cancer. That guy. He's the one that said cannibals ate his family member. Well, wouldn't you think he would be out there trying to stop cannibalism globally? Or is that what the adrenochrome, child trafficking, human sacrifice, Baal worship? Guys, when are you going to stop this? When are you going to say this is enough? When is enough? What's it look like for you? Is it when they come to your door? Is it when they skin your baby while you watch? Skin your baby alive and they're eating the flesh of your baby while the baby's still alive? Like Frazzle Drip, like Aunt Hillary and Uber Aberdeen and the Anthony Weiner laptop? Why is anybody not talking about that? We'll talk about the Hunter Biden laptop barely. But we won't talk about the Anthony Weiner laptop. Why is that? Why is that such an urban myth that nobody wants to talk about it? Oh, I just don't feel good about that one, Jimmy. That's just too far for me. I just can't do it. Sorry. I know you're really wanting to help us wake up and stuff. I just can't, you know. I can't believe in that one. I can believe in the tunnels. I can believe in a lot of stuff like that, but I just can't get there. It's just too much, man. You're just doing too much to us. So this is the difference, guys. When we think about all this stuff and over again, we find ourselves not acting the way we should. Uncle Joe spent decades sniffing, kissing, grabbing, brushing the boobs of little kids on stage in front of cameras in the White House, in the Rose Garden, on the White House lawn, in speeches, in meet and greets. Well, this dude has literally felt up more women than a gynecologist. But yet, nobody talks about it. It's crap. And he's not even willing to stand up for cannibals or not stand up for cannibals. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this is all ridiculous. Why aren't we talking about the Anthony Weiner laptop? Why aren't you guys had enough of the children being literally sexualized? And here's the sad part. We've demonized sex, so sex is bad between men and women, but wait, men and men it's okay, and women it's okay, and if you're a man that wants to have sex with a man but dress like a woman, that's okay, but man and women sex, that's bad. But then, now sex is bad, okay, which age is right? So, age of consent is 12 years old in almost every state in the nation, but yet we shouldn't get married till we're 30. Okay, but you can consent to sex at 12, but yet you're not supposed to get married at 30, but you're supposed to be on the birth control until you, until you're ready. But then when you pick the guy because you're on birth control, and then when you go off birth control to have the baby, you no longer like the guy because your hormones were telling you the wrong signals about the guy you liked. But don't have babies, but yes, have baby. Only have one, but have dogs as babies. But wait, we're going to eat the babies. No, we're going to eat your grandma. Well, no, we're going to liquefy your grandma. We're going to drink her later. You guys see how this just doesn't work? Oprah literally said that having sex with a child under the age of 12 is fanciful and orgasmic for children as long as the person knows what they're doing. Her words, not mine. But then we took the legal age of smoking from 18 to 21 during the pandemic through an omnibus bill that had nothing to do with financing the government, but we changed the laws on when people can use a cigarette. See, my problem is, folks, is we have been so off kilter, so off balance, that no matter what topic it is, there is no end to the conversation. I can't say, hey, the age of consent is 12, but then tell people that you can't have sex until 18 or that's statutory rape, but then tell people not to have kids until 30. But if you have sex with kids under the age of 12, according to Oprah, it's okay. As long as you know what you're doing. So Oprah says it's okay to do that, but then Oprah says Trump is bad. But then P. Diddy says it's okay to adopt a white girl that doesn't need to be adopted, but she's about the age of 14 to 15 years of age, and he adopts a 14, 15-year-old girl, but nobody says anything to P. Diddy. But P. Diddy's house is raided. But then you have Cat Williams coming out saying, hey, P. Diddy, you might want to watch yourself. And then 2 months later, he gets raided by Homeland Security, but then he's not arrested, but then somebody else was arrested, but not him. But then Epstein's Island was raided by the New York Police Department. Why was Epstein's Island raided by the New York Police Department? See, again, this is where we don't know which way is up. Oh, wait, but then there's pornography readily available. If I just put in boobs on the internet, I'll get 100,000 millions of pages of boobs. But then on my phone, you know, it's not age restrictive to your phone, so kids can go on there and look at the same things you look at. But then you go to Facebook, and every day on Facebook, I'm getting requests for pornography, for people having sex, where people are showing all their body parts on Facebook over and over and over again every day. So why is it that Facebook is doing that, but yet Facebook's 20 years old, but they're telling everybody else they're the problem, but they're not the problem? Do you understand why this doesn't make any sense to anybody? Why you feel like you can't move forward? When you don't know what the target is, when the goalposts are constantly being moved, when the conversation is constantly is being redirected or deflected, you cannot get to anything and actually have a conversation and then stop. Because everything is always a moving target. Because I feel this way or I feel that way, everything changes. No wonder people don't feel good about what's going on in America. No wonder we don't understand this, because if you go to other countries are not having the problems that America says that they are. If you go to other third world countries, they're not having the issues that America reports they're having. But yet we can't have an honest conversation about the Israel Canal either. So be mindful of what is going on out there. Be mindful that these people are constantly going out there and telling you things to keep you out of balance. And over and over and over again, we spin around, we spin around, and we spin around. We have no idea where we need to go with this whole thing. And that's the plan. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how it's going to end. You don't know what's really this. You don't know what's really that. And man, that's why we get the old bub. You get the old, you know, the heartburn in the gut. You know, you get the anxiety. You get to wondering, like, am I doing the right thing? Did I say the right thing? Can I be the right thing? Can I do this? Can I do that? Can I do this? Do you see how it's always a problem? So guys, let's just not live in their game or play their game anymore. Let's live in a parallel economy that allows us to be who we need to be, how we need to be those people. And start just saying no, 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 no. I'm not going to allow that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to have that conversation. But that's what they do to us. They keep us off balance, they keep us guessing, and they keep us thinking that we are getting ahead, but in reality, they're going to change the rules anytime, and then suddenly we'll find ourselves in peril. And that's what they do. Guys, don't worry about it. Understand the reflection of yourself. Your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. That's it. That's the answer. All right, guys, remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in. We will win. I promise, don't make promise, can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer out there. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. The First Amendment says the government cannot talk to you about what you talk about. It's your mind, that is your liberty, is your freedom of your body. That is yours. Guys, I do have, it's my birthday this weekend, this Friday, so I don't know what I'll be doing Friday for the show, but we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll do something, I don't know, but we do have my birthday Friday. It is the six-year anniversary of the no-knock raid of the house, so maybe we'll just not have one of those this year. Yay! No raids for Jimmy. Ah, life is a victory, isn't it? All right, guys. Well, just be mindful out there. The world is out there doing a lot of horrible things to people that have nothing to do with those actions, those mean things that are being done. So, guys, thank you so much for everything we're doing out there. You guys are doing out there. We're doing it together, right? If you guys have a question or comments, get a hold of me, Jim Price at thejimpriceshow.com, or go to my website, thejimpriceshow.com. And, guys, remember, My Daily Naturals. If you got a MyPillow purchase coming up, go to put in Price for the promo code so you get those discounts. If you guys want a Swiss Bionic IMRS Prime bed over here, the med bed, let's talk about that. You guys need an alkaline water machine, let's talk about that. We're going to be building the Copper website this week. We're going to be facilitating that coming up. Those things are coming to you. And, guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. It's been fantastic having you guys be a part of that. Thank you for listening to my rants of all the concerns of things going on. We're drinking dead people. I just don't feel good, do I? All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you so much for everything. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.